Bold and Blonde. Welcome to the Mindset Evolution Podcast. The podcast to get tools for a powerful mind you can use immediately every day. Get tips, tricks, skills, and inspiration to create what you desire and achieve a content life wherever you are. And here are your hosts, Kathy Tate and Daisy Pup.
And hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Bold and Blonde Mindset Evolution, the podcast that gives you tools for a powerful mind. I'm Kathy Tate, your host from Down Under. With me, as always, Daisy Papp, your host from America. Hi, Daisy.
Hi, Kathy, Down Under. I know it's getting fall. I know, because here we started springtime and you are in fall time. That is so amazing. Isn't it beautiful living on this earth?
That so makes me laugh because we don't call it fall.
You call it autumn.
We call it autumn.
Yes. Yes.
It's always strange when I hear it called fall. But yes, it is wonderful to be here. And hello to all of our listeners in our 91 countries. Gosh, Daisy, it might even be 92. I haven't looked this week. I'll look after this recording. But hello to all of you, and a big thank you to each and every one of you that has shared our episode with your family, friends, colleagues. This is how we are embracing the globe, because of you. And also thank you to those of you who have supported us. If you would like to support us, you can go to boldandblonde.live and there's a support us page there. Daisy, let's jump into today's episode. It's in inverted commas, as in speaking. It is, I don't want to know.
Oh, I don't even want to know what you're up to. What is it all about?
Well, it's an interesting one, isn't it? And as we always do, I don't tell Daisy what we're going to record until we press record. However, Daisy, this is actually one of your episode ideas.
Oh, really? Oh, let me scratch. I don't even remember. Oh, I'm scratching my head. For those who don't see me, well, okay, I don't want to know. Let's talk about the things or the statements and the occasions and situations where we say, I don't want to know. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the analogy here is the good old ostrich sticking their head in the sand.
Mm. Oh, I have a good one for you. That is such a fairy tale, because it was said to us that the ostrich sets the head in the sand where it doesn't want to see, but that's not the case. They stick the head in the sand to listen how far is an enemy away that's approaching. So that's actually something that was taken out of context, but I get the picture because I heard that when I grew up as well. Yes, because there are many things that is easier not to know than to really face it, recognize it, and, well, deal with it. And the I don't want to know, I see it in many, many areas of many people's lives. And I go back to one of my great teachers who said, the mind won't look at what it can't bear to see.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because we've probably all been guilty of this at some point, where we've ignored the truth or ignored our intuition that something's wrong. And then it just gets bigger and grows. And look, I've been guilty of this in my marriages, of not really wanting to see the truth. Even when my gut was telling me things weren't going well, I didn't do anything about it. Mm. And so then that snowballs and gets worse. And I think the moral of the story there is, if you don't face it now, it's only going to get bigger and will be a bigger problem later.
Mm. Even if it's not getting better, it's not going away.
Yeah.
So let's say it's a good case and it's not going to grow, but it's not going to go away either. So what are some aspects and areas in our lives where we see humans not wanting to know? And what are some areas and aspects where we in our own lives did not want to know? Because then our listeners can relate to it.
Well, probably a good one is a medical condition. Something's not quite right with you. And I know a lot of men are guilty of this because they don't like going to the doctor. Now, I'm not singling men out because women do it too, but it's been my personal experience that men definitely don't like going to the doctor, especially those of an older generation. And they know something's not right, but they don't really want to know how bad it is. So they just avoid the whole scenario.
Well, yes, but then it also doesn't go away by itself. Now, there is another thing when people tell you, oh, this is such great drug. This is really, take this because it's so good and you must take it. And because if you don't take it, worse things may happen or this or that. And then people take it and then later on they find out that, oh, was maybe not such a good idea to take it. And then they don't want to know because they would have to face it then.
I think that's a good example.
Yeah. So when we think of procrastinators, I think, I could be wrong, but I think that oftentimes they don't want to know. So they are capable of putting something aside, although it's a good idea to get it done because it's not going to get done by itself, but they don't want to think about it. They don't want to see it. They don't want to even start going. They don't even want to start considering going or starting because I don't want to know. And then they think, okay, so it's going to go away. And I have a great example that just happened today to me. I have a beautiful young client of mine and she was preparing some paperwork that she was about to send out. And we spoke about it maybe a month ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. I don't recall exactly the date. And she texted me today and she said, look, I'm really anxious about finishing this letter. Do you have a moment of time? And I said, send me over the draft and let's have a look at it. And I looked at it and I understood why there was a little bit anxiety around it. So I wonder what happened in the past 2 or 3 weeks when we both knew that it's something on her plate that is a good thing to do and get done. And she now told me today, after we finished with the write-up and the approach of how to write it up, because when we want to find a solution or mediate, then there is a specific language that's very much helpful to achieve results that are good for us and that are desired outcomes. That's what I was helping her with. And she told me then, I couldn't even sleep the last 2 nights. I slept so bad. And I said, okay, you didn't get to it. You knew it's good to get to it and get it over with, and you didn't. Oh, I don't want to know. So it's not really that she didn't want to know. She knew, but she tried not to think about it. And then it actually caused her 2 sleepless nights. And I said, look what you're doing to yourself. Why don't you reach out to me 2 days ago? And I said to her, it's a good learning lesson that things can be done and things can be worked out. And when we don't want to do it by ourselves, it's absolutely okay to reach out for suggestions, insight, objective observation. Totally okay. So when there are things that, oh, I don't want to know. For example, let's say you see something that I'm doing in my professional life that you think maybe it's worthwhile to reconsider or rethink or reinvent. And I say, no, I don't want to know. I don't care what you have to say. So I put a wall around me that may protect me from the hurt because let's say you were right. And let's say I would respond with pain in my chest or I don't want that. Kathy has a right insight. And why didn't I come up with this idea? And she's so right, but I'm not going to admit. Then oftentimes we shut down. We try to protect ourselves from the consequence, which then would be the cause pain or the insight. I could have come to the same idea or the same conclusion, but I didn't. But we also prevent ourselves from growing and being inspired. So I think it's a great idea. I want to know. I want to know. I listened to a young man, a German. I really say it out loud. He's a TikToker. That's an occupation nowadays. I mean, things are changing and lives and occupations are changing as well. And all he does, he asks questions. And he travels the world and he's asking about, okay, so in the Azore Islands, why are there pyramids? And why are there pyramids in Egypt? And why are there pyramids in Mexico that are clearly visible, not built in the same era? So he's asking questions. He wants to know. And what he does, it's so brilliant. I really enjoy the guy. And I can put a link in our podcast description for those who are interested. His name is Philip. And I think he calls himself Star Child on TikTok. And he's really brilliant in asking questions because he's curious. He's now inspiring millions of followers around the world, thousands of people who share his videos because he's asking questions. I want to know. And because of that, many others want to know as well. So it's exactly the opposite of I don't want to know. Now, when I don't want to know, how am I going to inspire you that you want to know? So I think it's a good idea that we all start wanting to know. I want to know. I want to know what happened in 1963. I want to know what happened in 1999 or in 2001. I want to know what happened in 1876. I want to know what happened in 1774. Let's be curious. I just threw out some numbers here, so I'm not referring to direct occasions in history or events. If there was an event happening during these years, then that was absolute by incident and not by thoughtful planning. So yes, let's go ahead. Want to know. When you become courageous enough to ask the questions and you practice that, then it becomes easier to stop, I don't want to know.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think courage and curiosity is a really good way to go. I think there are lots of reasons that people turn away from the truth, whether it could hurt them, whether they're feeling overwhelmed at that minute in their lives and can't deal with yet another thing. Because let's face it, often when things happen to us, they don't come in singularity. Sometimes things pile on top of things.
Yes.
And it can feel like it's just all too much.
Yeah.
Sometimes I know that I've been in that position when I've been struggling emotionally about one thing and then something else happens and it's just too much to deal with at that very moment.
Yeah.
And so I think it's okay to take some time, but I also think that if you sweep it under the carpet, which is another great old saying for doing this, that it isn't going to go away. You're right. And the anxiety or the overwhelm that we get from knowing that we have to deal with it at some point, even though we can't deal with it right now, that's not going to go away either. And you've just got to suck it up and at some point decide, all right, let's just deal with it. There was a really great training course I did many years ago, and it was called Eat That Frog. And it was an analogy for the frog being the big thing, the hard thing, the thing you didn't want to do. If you're in business like me, it might be something like sales that is really tough for a lot of people. But if you don't do that thing, then it has repercussions on the rest of your business. Mm-hmm. And so that was the analogy that they used. The frog was the big thing. And the whole training was about prioritizing your tasks and putting the frog first.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got the frog out of the way, you ate the frog, so to speak. We're not actually eating frogs, ladies and gentlemen. If you got that out of the way, then you would feel better. You would feel lighter.
Yeah.
You would be ready to take on the other tasks that you had to do without this sort of thing hanging over your head. And so it was a really great training, and it really inspired me to make sure that when I have a frog, I deal with the frog first and get it out of the way. And it has really freed up a lot of mental capacity, I think, and inspired me to take that approach in my everyday life, even outside of business, because when we don't deal with it, there is like a dark cloud hanging over us or a weight on our shoulders or whatever cliche you want to use, it is there. And we can feel it. All of us. And I hope this episode inspires people to look at things that way and say, what is my frog? What am I being an ostrich about? And I'm going to use all the cliches in one sentence here. What am I sweeping under the carpet?
Yes.
What is it for me? And what can I do about it? And if I can't deal with it on my own, who could help me deal with it?
Yes. I think we can even add in here or throw in here the elephant in the room. When the elephant is in the room, it's hard to walk through your house. It depends on what's the size of your home. But when you have an elephant in there, it will also smell and there's also some droppings because it eats and drinks and then it will be a mess. So we want to get the manure producing events or thoughts or things that are hanging over our head out of the way. Like you say, okay, let's eat the frog metaphorically. Now, I think it's a good idea to distinguish between the truth and facts, because the truth can be viewed from this point of view. There is also another cliche where they say, my truth, your truth, the truth. Well, I think let's talk about facts, because there are not many things that we can factually distort when they're facts. So let's face the facts. I think it's maybe easier for people then to have a look at it than when we speak about the truth, because the truth is something that is arguable, because to me, that's not true. Oh, well, but I told you this is the truth and nothing but the truth. Well, to me, that's not true. Okay, what are the facts? De-emotionalizes it. I know the word doesn't exist, but you follow me here. So we take the emotions out of it. That is peace-bringing. That keeps us cool, maybe more often. So the I don't want to know happened to me recently when I shared with somebody. They inquired about a part of my work that I'm currently working on. They wanted to know some details. And I shared with them and they said, oh, I don't even want to know. Okay, well, if you don't want to know, does not then mean that you agree to what's going on in that particular area, in that particular aspect of life that may or may not affect you directly or indirectly? Oh, I don't want to know. I think it's quite risky.
Well, if they didn't want to know, why did they ask?
They didn't know what I would answer. They wanted to know. But they didn't want to know what I had to say. Oh.
Or they didn't like the answer.
They didn't like my opinion and they didn't like the facts I was presenting to them. Not truth, facts. Hard to swallow. But again, now back to the elephant. One of my great psychology teachers many, many ages ago, 3 decades almost, said to me, how to eat an elephant. And we did an episode on it. Little by little, metaphorically, we love animals. Metaphorically, because it's gigantic. It's a big animal, large. Little by little, chunk by chunk, and make them into little bites and pieces so that we can chew on them and even digest them. Now, that same applies to thought processes. I throw in here cryptography and cryptocurrency. I frequently speak with a young man who is really, really ahead of the game. He knows so much about it that I'm just, okay, I don't know what he just said. Can you repeat that? And it is just so big and it's so new to me. And that young gentleman is dealing with that on a daily basis over the past 6-7 years. I don't know the exact date. It's 6 years for sure. Maybe it's between 6 and 7 years. If it was 8 years, I apologize to this format, to the young man, that I don't remember the exact date. Now, of course, he knows much more. And for him, it is much clearer than it is to me yet. But I want to know. Now, I speak with people who are in the financial industry privately, because they have their own investments, but they deal with the financial industry. And when they hear about something related to crypto, oh, I don't want to know. Okay, fine. Fine. And I wonder, maybe I can inspire some of our listeners, but also you, dear Kathy, my dear friend, have a look. How often was it really helpful when you utilized I don't want to know? How often was it helpful, bringing you better results, if at all any of those occasions appeared? Or how often did you find out later on, hindsight, that it was not so opportune that you at that point in time didn't want to know? So I think that the best we can do is putting ourselves in a state that we do want to know, that we can handle whatever it is, the fact or some knowledge. That doesn't mean we need to be interested in everything and anything in this world. No, we all have our favorite little topics and our little hobbies and interests. That's all good. But take an inventory. Is it really helpful when you say, I don't want to know? Or when you're in a relationship and something's really weird or off and you have that feeling that maybe there's a red flag and maybe it's hanging so close to you that you can't see anything else about it, but you don't want to see it. Maybe it's a good idea to get help and have a look. Find friends. Family members that are trustworthy, that have high levels of values and high standards. That's what I would do.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And I want to go back to the elephant again. because I think that sometimes one of the reasons that we don't want to know is because we don't understand. Now, this would certainly be the case in something that is brand new, relatively new, like cryptocurrency. It is complicated. I'm not sure that I understand it completely, how you can mine for cryptocurrency and it suddenly becomes money. That's all a bit of a mystery to me, and I may not even be right in that sentence. I really don't know.
Yeah.
And that can be quite overwhelming when there's some new technology, or let's say you're talking about quantum physics, which is super complicated and very hard to get your head around. And the people that deal with that and work with it are very intelligent and specialize in it. And so they have an understanding that the layperson or the everyday average person perhaps just doesn't understand. And so I think that this is probably a big area for people. Instead of going, oh, I don't want to know because it's too complicated, we need to find ways to break it down into smaller chunks that we can understand. So if you're on the other side of this, I don't want to know, and you do want to help people know, then sometimes the right approach is to do what we do with the elephant and chunk it down one little bit at a time. So don't talk at people at the top of it where it's all very complicated. Start at the basics. And help them gain an understanding of what the basics are, because without the basics, you can't possibly understand the next level. And I think mathematics is a good example here, because mathematics can get very complicated. But if you start with addition and subtraction and multiplication, you need to have those basics before, let's say, you can move up to the next level of mathematics that is a little bit more complicated, and then the next level, which is more complicated. And so I think that's a really good thing to think about too, is that it sometimes it's not just that people don't want to know. It's actually that they don't understand.
Yeah.
And that makes them feel lesser or less intelligent. And so then they just push it away and go, I don't want to know, because they don't want to feel like they're dumb or something. But the case is not that they're dumb. It's just that they don't understand the basics. And so I think we need to keep that in mind as well.
That's very, so nice that you brought that in, because that's a super important aspect. I really like that. And in addition to when we have the basics, practice the basics, the basics, the basics, because that's where it all goes back. And when I work with people, or I do a seminar, a workshop about the formula for finding true love, that is so gigantic that we go back to the basics. And sometimes when I speak with people 2 years later and they come with some issue or some obstacle in their lives and they want to consult with me, then I say, well, let's go back to the basics. And interestingly also, when I'm unsure, when I'm not certain, okay, so I don't really know how I'm evaluating this right now, I go back to the basics. And I think that is then again so important that we go and know our own values and the values that are important to us, those that we cultivate and those that we bring and gift into this world, and that we make them a standard. Then we have something to go back to. That is our basics then. And then it becomes easier to know. Because look, quantum physics. Ask a quantum physicist. For them, it's not complicated. For them, it's one of the most logical things in the world. But because it is relatively new, relatively, when we think of thousands of years of evolution, in case that was the case, I'm not saying that's the case or it's not. It's not the topic here. But it's relatively new. And for them, it's not new because they were in there since the beginning, or since their beginning when they started being interested, and they never give up their interest in it. But nevertheless, when they want to explain me something, most likely they will go back to the basics as well. And back to the elephant. Yes, chunk it down and lay out the basics. It's like you make a map. And then once you know what is where, now that is when you then can connect the dots.
Yeah, absolutely. It reminds me of a TV series that is very funny and that I really loved, and it actually ran for 10 seasons. So it was obviously super popular, called The Big Bang Theory. And in it, one of the characters is an astrophysicist. And he's just hilarious because he doesn't understand why nobody else understands. And he's the perfect example of what we're talking about. You've got to get down to people's levels and get down to where they are right now if you have any hope of having a real sort of connection in that communication. Mm. And I think that's a good lesson here for everybody is to go back to the basics, make sure you're on the same page. And when we look at ourselves, we need to examine what it is we're feeling, why we think we might be feeling that way, and then take another step back and go back to that objectivity that you mentioned and take the emotion out of it. Once you take emotion out of things, other things can be much easier to deal with because you haven't got those feelings that can get in the way of objective thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that is then when it becomes easier to stop stating, I don't want to know.
Well, that's it, I think, everybody. I hope this episode has given you some insight into not wanting to know. I hope it inspires you to change the way you think and to perhaps look at life a little bit differently. And I do hope that Eat That Frog story has helped you. And if the guy out there who did that training with me years ago is listening, thank you, because it really did inspire me to look at my life and attack it in a different way. So let us know what you think. You can contact us at baldandblonde.live. We have a contact page there, or you can email us at ask@baldandblonde.live. And please do go to our website and hit that support us button because we would love that support to stay ad-free. Any final thoughts from you, Daisy?
Yes, I think we can almost call this the animal episode because we had so many animals in this episode, which is lovely. And I'd like to add
except that we're eating them all.
We're not, but as metaphors, the animal metaphors list. Yeah, I'd like to thank also the consideration of our listeners. Please consider supporting us so we can remain on air. It's people like you who inspire us to continue doing what we do. We embrace the world and you're in it and on it. And so are we. Let's make this world a better place. Together we can.
Absolutely, together we can. So that's it from us. We'll talk to you again soon. We are Bold and Blonde.
Mindset Evolution. Talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening in to the Bold and Blonde Mindset Evolution podcast. Please share our podcast with your family and friends. Together, we make this world a better place. For you, for us, for future generations. Visit us at baldandblonde.live to get freebies, give feedback, and even support us with as little as $1. Talk to you soon.